Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we talk to investment professionals and financial experts about investments and savings. We unpack all things investments to give you insights to help your clients achieve their financial goals. I am Lavashni Naika, Communications Specialist at Momentum Investments. Joining me in studio is Kutsai Zizo, Portfolio Manager in our Corporate Portfolio Solutions team. We discuss the topical issue of responsible investing and how it's incorporated into our portfolios. Welcome, Kutsai. Responsible investing takes a unique stance on investing while being, among other things, kinder to the environment and society. Please tell us what makes you personally excited about responsible investing.
Thanks, Lavashni. Thank you for having me today. So, you know, from the start of my career, I have always really taken a very keen interest in being involved with something that has deep impact. I'm passionate about the progression of our African continent, its place in the world, and the advancement of its people. However, not until I became a mom did I really start thinking about a more sustainable way of life and seriously thinking about the world that we're going to leave behind for future generations. So it really resonates with me that we try and do well while we do good.
That sounds lovely, Kutsai. Our listeners hear about responsible investing all the time, I'm sure. However, can you please break down the components of responsible investing into bite-sized chunks?
Responsible investing is an approach to investment that explicitly acknowledges the relevance of environmental, social, and governance factors and long-term health and stability of the market. It recognizes that the generation of long-term sustainable returns is dependent on stable, well-functioning, and well-governed social, environmental, and economic systems.
How does our investment in real assets fit into our ESG framework?
So we take an integrated approach when we look at ESG. As part of our real assets program, we have invested in the Student Accommodation Impact Fund, the African Infrastructure Investment Fund, as well as the Amandla Renewable Energy Fund. So all these strongly feature environmental and social themes. For example, the Rise Student Living Development addresses the shortage of suitable student accommodation, while the Infrastructure Fund invests in our country's road network and a renewable energy plant.
That sounds great, Kutsai. I think everybody should be interested in leaving their impact on the environment long after they're gone. Looking after the environment, creating jobs, and focusing on education seem like a lot, though, to keep an eye on while trying to generate sustainable returns. How do we find a balance among all these factors?
You know, Lavashni, you're so right. ESG, ES and G actually, are not always aligned. You can often find misalignment between these factors. And increasingly, governance factors just tend to dominate the risk management process. We always need to keep a very fine balance between the compensation that we expect from taking on these risks on one side, but at the same time, we need to also take into account the ESG risk factors. But because every investment is different, we need to assess all of these on a case-by-case basis and take all of this into consideration.
That sounds good. Like it's more like a fail-safe approach to responsible investing. Mm-hmm. Tell us about our infrastructure and climate change initiatives and how we're taking these to the future.
So, you know, there's so many initiatives that we have been driving that demonstrate our commitment to responsible investing and how it is something that is here to stay and that we can be accountable for, you know, with our investors. We have committed to 6 of the 17 UN Sustainable Development Goals. 3 of these address building resilient infrastructure, taking urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts, as well as ensuring an access to affordable and clean energy for all. One other development is our support of the International Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures. So this is known as TCFD in the market. and it complements our commitments that we've stated in our climate change policy. So we take all of this very seriously, and, you know, we have committed quite a lot of resources to demonstrate our commitment to responsible investing.
That sounds great, because it makes it something like more than just something nice to have, but something more measurable. Mm-hmm. It is clear that we take responsible investing very seriously, but how do we fare in terms of responsible investing on a global landscape?
You know, we really have a world-class standard on most of the metrics that we measure ourselves against. We even far exceed some of our global peers. So we are right there in terms of global standards.
That's amazing. I'm so glad to hear that from a personal point of view. What would you say are the biggest issues we face regarding governance these days? You've mentioned that it sometimes takes the lead in terms of ESG.
Yeah, so one of the things that come up time and time again, it has been an issue in the past and it continues to dominate right now, is the issues around remuneration. You know, a breakdown between the relation of executive remuneration and performance measures has been the source of most of our votes against management remuneration. Another ongoing issue is the independence of directors. If directors are not independent enough, all stakeholders will be negatively affected. We have seen many corporate failures resulting from audit committee members who have not been independent, you know, so those issues continue to dominate the news.
Kutsai, what message would you like to leave our listeners with regarding taking initiative in their capacity as part of the investor community when it comes to investing responsibly?
You know, the power of where your investments lie is really in the hands of the investor. If they are cognizant of where they're directing their capital and understand that their capital really has quite a lot of influence in terms of how it affects ESG factors, then it will be important to ask all the right questions as to whoever they are delegating their money management to. Are they taking these things into consideration or not? And are they holding them accountable to it? Basically, there's a nice feel-good factor in the fact that your investment can actually make a difference.
Yes, I think that's what it all boils down to. What are you trying to do and what are you trying to leave behind as your footprint in society?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time today and for your valuable insights, Kutsai. You've been listening to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.